My name is Mary Lou Stapleton. I live in Begindia, New York. Yes, my husband and I are founders of the group. And we've been 18 years now. We've been doing drumming and workshops. We do basket workshops, and we make drums, and we do programs for children. We have a teepee at the Shandaken and Historical Museum in Pine Hill. And we have quite a group of people that come and like to drum and sing and dance and make crafts and share their crafts and share their stories. I have a little bit of Seneca blood from my family.
But you don't have to be American to be part of this group.
No. It's not native and non-native. Yeah, everybody's welcome. Hi. I lived in Begindia, and my maiden name was Ailey. My mom, she passed away, and she left me a really nice home. And I wanted to rent it, and I had no luck, so we decided to open up a little store. And we called it Big Indian Trading Post. And my husband and I, it was down in Begindia, and I ran along on Route 28. We had the store, and the first week we were there, we had people stopping in, Native people coming in and sharing about burning the sage and about the sweetgrass and how to use the herbs and sharing a lot of the Native American culture with us. And they wanted to know if we would put some of their things in our store to sell for them, to help them. So we started doing that. And every week we had more and more people coming in and sharing their stories with us. And the first year we were there, we did a one-day event called Celebration of the Big Indian. And it was a great event. We had a little drum group that only knew three songs, and they played the same songs all day. We had a couple of dancers. We had a little teeny teepee village for kids and craft vendors. And from then it grew to a two-day event, and then a big powwow, Native American powwow up at Bel Air Ski Center. And it just grew and grew and grew.
So it was your store?
Yes, it was our store that started it. And through the store, we started having what they called talking circles. And with the talking circles is you have a feather with a stick and some beads on it, and you pass it around. And only the person that has the feather in their possession can talk. So you respect everybody and what they have to say. And through the talking circle, we found out about some stories about a couple people in our group that were still, to this day, treated badly because they had Native blood. And through that, we decided we needed to create a place where everybody was welcome. Even though we do not have a place yet, we have a group, and this is what our group is about, is all cultures are welcome and all people are welcome.
Did you ever think that you were going to do something like this?
Oh, gosh, no. Before then, oh, my gosh. I grew up to be a normal kid with a brother and just growing up playing in Big Indian, and it's just the way it came to be. Swimming in the local swimming hole, and just didn't really think that anything like that would come to be. My grandfather had the general store in Big Indian. It was called Ailey's General Store. And the market used to be in Shandaken, and it was brought to Big Indian. And it's said to have been used for Underground Railroad at one time, the market. And so my grandfather was in the business of selling, but my father didn't like it. He was a logger and did outdoor work. But somehow I ended up starting to do things with people and, retail and things like that. So I like to be around people and do things and do community events.
Your store is right on 28?
It was. I don't have it anymore.
Okay.
Oh, yeah, we don't have it anymore. Yeah, it was on 28. Onto your school.
Yeah.
Yes, onto your school. Onto your Indians.
That's no longer.
No. No longer. That's a sore spot in a lot of our hearts, for sure. All of us that went to school there. I just celebrated my 50-year reunion at the high school. It was nice to have a tour and nice to see still some uniforms, track uniforms with an Indian on it, and a couple Indians on the wall, and some of the, like in the wrestling room, there was still an Indian on the wall instead of the eagle. It was nice to see that. Yes. We have, Frank and I both were married before, my husband now, and he has four sons, and I have two sons and a daughter. So our children are doing, well. They're all doing professional things. His oldest, Chuck, lives in Florida, and he's computer whiz, does all kinds of stuff with computer. Then he has a son in Pennsylvania who's an engineer, and he has a son, Derek, who lives across the street from us and very involved with the fire company, and we are involved at the museum in Pine Hill and involved with the park, and we do all kinds of things like that. And then he has a son who lives in Kingston, Frank. He's in maintenance in the Huck Manufacturing. And then I have my oldest lives in Poughkeepsie. He's a police officer. He's a sergeant in Poughkeepsie Police. And he does a lot of training and things in the high schools and things for the kids. And he just got his PBA, so he's doing well. And my other son lives in Acworth, and he's in the plumbing business. My daughter lives in Highland, and she is a physical therapy aide. So it's nice, so we can see the grandchildren and see the kids. Yeah, it's nice to see them. Yes, for sure.
Yeah,
for sure. My grandfather on my father's side was considered to be a land baron, and he had a farm, and he also used to drive the mail truck, which was a Model T. They put skis on it in the winter to go up over Claryville Mountain to deliver the mail. And my grandfather and my uncle used to do that. And my grandmother, she had a boarding house, so people would come and they would stay overnight because they couldn't make the trip in one day because it was so long. You know, that was back in the late 1800s, early 1900s. You know, so my family has, you know, they have a lot of history there. And my mom, she passed now, but she wrote a book of stories about all the different people that lived in our area, and I'm just about to have it published next weekend. It's going to be published and be available at Shandaken Day in Mount Shepherd where they have their event. Yeah, it's Laurels by Laura is the name of it. Laurels by Laura. I think it has. My grandparents had, you know, they had cows and chickens and pigs and things like that, and they had a vegetable garden. You know, we ourselves have a small vegetable garden, and one of our other children has a vegetable garden. We believe in growing your own food, and it's nothing like eating something that you can go out and pick and eat it for dinner that day. It's not, but there aren't a lot of people that do that anymore. Everybody goes to the store, and a lot of people buy packaged food, which is not good for you at all. And I'm really a believer that a lot of that packaged food is why a lot of people get so sick. I think people don't grow their own food anymore, and they don't take a breath to enjoy the beautiful flowers or the beautiful birds or the sound of the birds in the morning. They're just in such a hurry, and it is so different from when I grew up and when my children grew up, and now I see my grandchildren grow up. There's such a difference between those three generations. It's just everybody's in a hurry, and they don't stop to smell the flowers, as you would say. Yeah, oh yeah, the phones and the computers and everything, and the stores are closing. You know, the small mom and pop stores like my grandfather had, there's not many of them around, and they're out. You know, most of them are going out for the bigger stores.
Is that what happened with your general store? You couldn't come?
Well, it was sold, and it's going to be reopened. Okay. You know, someone just bought it, and they're going to reopen it. It'll be a bakery, deli type thing.
Okay.
You know, when my grandfather had it, he had galoshes and nails and screws, and he sold meat and vegetables, and he delivered groceries every Wednesday to local hotels when there was a lot of hotels. There's not a lot of hotels anymore. People can go any place in the world now. You know, back then, people would come to the Catskills, but they don't do that. People come, but not like they used to. Years ago, and they don't enjoy the movies out. There's no movie houses. We had three movie houses within 20 miles. We had one in Phoenicia, was movies, and then you went to Fleischmann's, there was a movie, and Margaville, there was a movie. All three of them were very supported, but there is not anymore.
Well, even the one in Kingston's closed.
Yeah. Yes. Yes. That one even closed too, because you can just go on your TV or your computer or whatever, and you can see a movie. You know, it's you see it on your phone if you want to. I mean, it's just everything is just it's evolved so quickly. It's hard to keep up with it for my generation to keep up with everything going on.
What do they think of your involvement with the
Indians? Some of the kids come and help, and the grandkids they come and they support us. You know, some of the kids are still not so much, but you know, they're proud of mom and dad.
And yeah. They all went to Honduras? Right?
Yes.
Wow.
Yes, all seven of them went to Honduras. Yes. No, it was interesting when I had to go for the teachers' meetings because they had to line me up because I had so many kids. So that was interesting. But we had, you know, the kids were all in baseball and softball and track, and we had some wrestling stars and football stars, and, you know, we had all the sports. Track, you know, we had the boys were in all the sports. Only one girl.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What did she do?
She liked to read. She didn't get into sports or anything like that. Yeah.